It's Friday, the 16th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The government has expressed concern and disappointment over the French government's endorsement of Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. The decision, government argues, disregards international law and the Sahrawi people's right to self-determination. Namibia strongly condemned Morocco's continued occupation of Western Sahara. We spoke to the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation Executive Director Penda Nanda about the matter.
The question of Western Sahara remains a decolonization issue and cannot be subjected to a bilateral deal sidestepping the United Nations processes. The position taken by the current French government undermines the long-standing efforts of the United Nations to find a sustainable, peaceful, and just solution to the question of Western Sahara. By adopting Morocco's position of full autonomy over Western Sahara, the French government has become complicit in the ongoing occupation and human rights abuses of the Sahrawi people. The French decision is highly regrettable and goes against the principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter. France has lost its credibility.
The Directorate of Veterinary Services under the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform has suspended the import and in-transit movement of live poultry, birds, uncooked poultry products, live ostriches and raw ostrich products from the state of Rio Grande do Sul of Brazil due to an outbreak of Newcastle disease. Ministry spokesperson Simon Hipandulwa has the details.
Consignments from the state of Rio Grande do Sul containing poultry products packed in their final packaging on or after the date starting the suspension will be rejected and sent back to the country of origin or destroyed at the importer's cost. A refair container will be regarded as a consignment and it will be handled as an entity. We will not allow cartons to be sorted according to date of production. All previously issued imports and in-transit permit issued to the state of Rio Grande do Sul are hereby cancelled with immediate effect. Cooked poultry meat products for commercial purposes may still be imported under the veterinary import permits.
South Africa's Government Employees Pension Fund is preparing for the implementation of the two-pot retirement system starting next month. Members are urged to update their personal and banking information and ensure it matches records with Home Affairs in order to avoid delays in processing claims. COSATU says the Southern African Development Community region is facing a tipping point with the deepening levels of poverty, inequality and unemployment. This as Zimbabwe is hosting the 44th SADC Summit of Heads of State and Government this weekend. COSATU's Zanele Sabela says heads of state must focus on the urgency of accountability on the goals of democracy.
COSATU has always been a very active participant on matters affecting the people of the Southern African region as a whole. This dates back to the historic role the regional trade union movement played as an anchor of the working class movement against colonialism and apartheid.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian forces have now captured the entire town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region more than 10 days after a cross-border assault took Moscow by surprise. Megumi Lim reports from Kyiv.
Suja is located about 10 kilometers from the border with Ukraine and is the biggest town Kyiv's forces have captured since the start of their Kursk offensive. The town has a pre-war population of 5,000 people and contains infrastructure pumping Russian gas towards Europe. Kyiv says a military administration has been put in place there. Ukraine claims it now has control over 1,150 square kilometers of territory and more than 80 settlements inside the Kursk region. But Russian forces are advancing in Ukraine's east. On Friday, authorities ordered residents to evacuate from Pokrovsk, a key military stronghold in the Donetsk region that Moscow has been trying to capture for months.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.